This week's parsha, Parshas Kisetze, the parsha of Ben Seira Meir. It says in the pasuk, Ki ele ish ben Seira Meir, inenu shemeya bekoil aviv uvekoil imoy. If a man will have a Ben Seira Meir, a wayward and rebellious son, Einenu shemeya, he does not listen, b'koil aviv, to the voice of his father, uv'koil imoy. Rashi teaches us that a ben seir umayr is killed because of his future. Although at the present time he is not deserving of death, his future actions will warrant his death, and therefore he is killed now. We say that better that he should die as an innocent person now, before he becomes a guilty person in the future. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, and the Samach Aleph says, that there never was a Ben Seira Meir, nor will there ever be one in the future. There is no such thing as a real Ben Seira Meir. If so, why were these laws written? If there's no reason for it, there was never was, and we know that there never will be, so then why were they written? Drasha Kabal Schar, expound on the Ipsukim, and you will receive rewards for doing so. What are we talking supposed to learn from the Ben Seira Meir? Drasha Kabal Schar, that's what we're supposed to do, try to figure out what are we supposed to learn from the Ben Seira Meir. Says in the Marashon Rosh Hashanah, on Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis, Rabbi Yitzchak says, a person is judged only for his actions of that moment, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that he will act wickedly in the future. And we don't see this concept applied to Yishmael, who is dying of thirst in the hot desert. There the Pasuk says, Ki shoma alaykim el koil hanar ba'asher hu shom. For Hashem has heeded the cry of this nar, as he is there. And Rashi over there explains, the Malachi Ashar is complaining to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, in the future the descendants of Yishmael are going to kill Klal Yisrael. This is what the Malachim were telling the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Klal Yisrael, your children, by thirst. Yet now the Rebbeinu Shel Olam will save him by providing a well to sustain him. Why is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam saving Yishmael? Rabbeinu Shalom replied, what is Yishmael now? Here and now, what is he? Is he a tzaddik or a rasha? Malachi Asharis replied that he right at this moment, he's a tzaddik. Rabbeinu Shalom said that he judges people for their present actions and not for future actions. At this moment, Yishmael is a tzaddik and deserves to be saved. The Marsha asks, why then is the Ben Seira Meir judged for his future actions? We see from Yishmael that future actions are not going to be judged. Yishmael, the future generations, Rishoyim Gemurim, should be eradicated. Yishmael himself, right then and there, he was in the level of a tzaddik, and therefore the Rebbeinu Shel Olam went and saved him. So what's the pshat? And for the Marsha, with Yishmael, it was his descendants who will hurt Klal Yisrael. It wasn't him directly. Yishmael himself, we know, did tshuva. By the Ben Seira Meir, it's he himself who will do the evil. Snapshot is, we see that's going to come out of future generations of the Ben Seira Meir, but he himself. Therefore, he is judged now for his future actions. Mizrahi says, why is the Ben Seir Umayr not judged as Yishmael was by Asher Husham? We just explained that Mizrahi asked the question. And for the Mizrahi, the Ben Seir Umayr has already begun to demonstrate his evil ways. It is apparent where his actions will take him, and therefore he is judged for his potential future actions. Yishmael at that point wasn't doing anything when he didn't have anything to drink. At that point he wasn't doing anything of rishus. He ended up later as rishus, and then he did tshuva at the end. And we know his descendants. But he himself ends up doing tshuva. So Mizrahi says that the Ben Sarah Murray, he is already exhibiting actions and demonstrating to us the rishus. Therefore, he is but judged for his potential future actions, and therefore is killed. The Siporna says the Ben Sarah is murder, the Ben Sarah Umayra is killed because his rebelliousness and defiance will prevent him from returning from his evil ways. The Ergadayo says, it says in Amos, Arye Shoak Mila Yira, a lion has roared, who will not fear it? Arye, he is the Rosh Hashanah of Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Hashanah Rabbah. Arye, the Aleph is for Elul, the Resh is for Rosh Hashanah, the Yud is for Yom Kippur, and the Hay is for Hashanah Rabbah. The Torah promises, Umol Hashem Elokecha Eslavavcha Veslavav Zarecha. Hashem, your God, will circumcise your heart and the heart of your offspring. The Baal Tur writes at the Rosh Hashanah of Eslavavcha Veslavav, spell Elul. The Gedaliah is quoting from Mishloach Kodesh. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to write the Parsha of Ben Sarah Meir, Moshe asked the Rabbeinu Shalom if there's any father who would bring his son to Bezin to be killed. Part of a Ben Sarah Meir, the father himself, the father and the mother, the father, that he has to bring his child to be killed. So Moshe Ben asked the Rebbeinu Shalom, there's any father that's going to bring his son? The Rebbeinu Shalom answered, write it and receive schar. Darshan the psukim and you will find the remez in the words. Droish rekabel schar. The Zohar proceeds to explain the pasuk. Ki yeh le'ish. If a man will have a wayward son, refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As it says in Shemois, Hashem ish milchama. Hashem is a man of war. Bein Sarah Umayra refers to Klal Yisrael, as it says in Hosea, Ki kafra Sarah Sarah Yisrael, for Yisrael has strayed like a wayward cow. Einenu Shemeya b'karel obu b'kolima refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael. The Ben Yoyodin Sanhedrin explains the Zohar, and the Zohar is in Parshas Balak, but the Ben Yodin Sanhedrin Ayin Aleph explains that the Parsha Ben Sarah Mer was written as a Musar to Klal Yisrael. The Yetzirah can convince Klal Yisrael to do Averis by telling them, Bonim Atem Hashem Elokeichem, you are son of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. No matter what you do, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam will overlook it and not punish you. The Parsha of Ben Sarah Meir tells us that he is brought by his father and his mother to Bezin and is killed. The Gemara teaches that the whole Parsha of Ben Sarah Meir only applies to a Ben, not a Bas. Ben refers to Klal Yisrael, and Bas refers to the rest of the nations of the world. This message is explicitly to Klal Yisrael, who may think that their status as children of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam obviates the need for tshuva, because their Father in Heaven will not punish them. They don't need it. The Parsha comes with a direct message to Klal Yisrael, do tshuva! Now, Elul is a time to strengthen our bond, to realize that we're Banim Hashem. But realizing we're Banim Hashem should not be taken in the wrong way, Dr. Ben Yoyada. You shouldn't say, hey, listen, you know, I am a son of the king, I am a Ben Hashem, I don't have to even do tshuva, and God's not going to punish me. I'm his child. Ben Sarah Umayra, the Ben, Klal Yisrael, is going to get punished. The father, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Ki Ela Ish, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam Kav Yochel, is going to bring Klal Yisrael to Bezin to get punished. It says in Shemois, V'hine Am K'she'erefu, and behold, they, whose they, Klal Yisrael, are stiff-necked people. Zok the Siporno, Hashem tells Moshe that Bnei Yisrael They did an Avera, and they worshipped the ego. Then he tells Moshe that they are stiff-necked people, and therefore they should be destroyed. And he will make Moshe into a great nation instead of them. The fact that Bnei Yisrael worshipped the ego was not what warranted the destruction, Dr. Siporno. If you read the words again, then behold, we hear Amkshe Erev. He tells Moshe Beinu, Klal Yisrael didn't ego, and they're Amkshe Erev, and therefore let's destroy them. So the ego itself was not what warranted their destruction. It was because they were stiff-necked people, because they were stubborn. There was no hope for their tshuva, and therefore they were deserving of destruction. Ben Ishchai says in the pasuk, "Lo silbash shatnez tzemu pishtim yachdov." You shall not wear combined fibers, wool and linen together. There are those who don't like to fight, and therefore make a compromise between the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara. You see, listen, Yetzer Tov is fine with the Yetzer Hara. Let's compromise. Compromise is good. Why struggle with ongoing battle, never ending? So they try to satisfy both of the Yetzers, the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara, in order to maintain a peaceful existence. The Sefer Shara Chotzer asks, how does one compromise between his Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara? This is the Cheshbon. All year long the person eats non-kosher food. His Yetzer Hara is happy, very pleased. All year long the Yetzer Tov pleads with the person to eat only kosher food. He assures the Yetzer Tov that the person will assure the Yetzer Tov that he will follow his will too. Listen here, Mr. Yetzer Tov. I'm not following you now. I'm eating treif now, you know, it's throughout the year. But don't worry about it. I'm going to follow your will too. On Yom Kippur, he makes sure to only eat kosher food. The Yetzer Tov should be pleased because Yom Kippur, the person, finally listened to him. This person is aptly described in Tehillim, Zokta Ben Ishchai. And the robber praises himself that he has cursed Hashem. This pasuk refers to one who combined the Yetzer Tov with the Yetzer Hara, mitzvahs with averus to make peace. When this person, the Ish Pshara he calls him, making a compromise, he praises Hashem, he says, I am a good person, and I'm going to eat only kosher on Yom Kippur. He is actually cursing the Ribbono Shel Olam. He is turning good into wickedness. The letters of Shatnez, Shin, Ayin, Test, Nun, Zayin, make up the words Satan, Az, making the Satan strong. By making a pshara between the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara, a person is strengthening and encouraging the Satan, and he will fall to the depths of depravity. As I state in the Ben Ishchai. What can we learn from the Ben Sayer Meir? The Ben Sayer Meir does not have a future because he will not do tshuva. The Yetzer Hara knows of the great power of tshuva. Tshuva is an unbelievable thing that we're zeichet from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And in theory, it makes no sense. It's keneged ha-teva. But the Ribbono Shel Olam accepts it. The Yetzer Hara works overtime to prevent each and every one of us from doing tshuva. As human beings, we make mistakes. We do averus. Yet after 120, when we stand in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam, the question is not going to be if we sinned, but rather if we try to correct those averus. As we prepare for the Yom HaDin, we must work on correcting this image of an Amkshe Erev. That was the reason why the Ribbono Shel Olam told Moshe Rabbeinu, let's get a new nation, I'll make a nation from you. Because not because of the Egel. They're an Amkshe Erev, they did an Egel. That's terrible. That's the reason. The initial reason. But had they done tshuva, which they did, we were still working on the tshuva, but if they can do tshuva on the egel, so then they can get a kapara, but if they're amkshe erev and they're not going to do tshuva, so then they're left with nothing. We need to stand strong against the Yetzer Hara. and not allow ourselves to become swept into compromise with Him. We must not settle into complacency, satisfied with our status quo and comfortable with the belief that as children of the Ribbono Shel Olam, we could do as we please. Rather, we must come to the Ribbono Shel Olam with a broken heart, ready to do tshuva. We may not have the answers yet on how we will rectify our averus, but we can show the Ribbono Shel Olam our true desire to return to Him. That's the avodah. That's what we learn after the Ben Sarah Meir. He's never going to do tshuva. He's not going to do it. Nishmal did tshuva. He was a Rasha. He did tshuva. We all can do tshuva, but we have to take this to heart. We have to focus that while we are Bonim Lashem, it's true. 100% it's true. But we can get punished too. And we have to try to fulfill the will of the Ribbono Shel Olam and not take advantage of the fact that we're Bonim, but rather take pride in the fact that we're Bonim. It says in the Pasuk, Ki yikari kan tzipor lefona baderech, lesika ha'em abonim. And then it goes right to Kisiv Nebayis Chodesh, Vesisimakala Gagacha. So we have the mitzvah of, if we have a bird's nest happens to be before you on the road, you shall not take the mother with the young. If they send, we send away the mother, and we take the young. If you build a new house, you should make a fence for your roof. The Torah describes the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan and then continues on to the mitzvah of Micah, building a fence around the roof for a dangerous area. What is the connection between these two mitzvahs? Sending away the mother bird and building a fence. Shaleach tishalach esa omes habon tikach loch lemanita avloch farach liyamim. Zokt dem Aram Shik. He quotes from his Rabbi the Chassam Sefer. The Chassam Sefer quotes from a letter which the Rambam sent to his son. Ashrei mi shechosam yomo b'mehera. Praise is he who completes his days speedily. Every person has a set amount of time in this world to accomplish what he needs to with Torah and mitzvahs. One who completes his Torah and mitzvahs finishes his days in this world. Conversely, the Pasuk in the Devarim says, V'yisircha Hashem atayu p'yivitnecha, Hashem shall give you bountiful goodness in the fruit of your womb. The Pasuk is promising the Ribbono Shel Olam will reward those who adhere to the Torah and mitzvahs with a long life. V'yisircha, V'yisircha Hashem refers to long life. L'tayf, for good. From the Rambam's letter, though, it seems that having a long life in this world is a shameful thing. So what's going on? Some sefer quotes a Rambam that says, "Asher mi shechasim yom behema mehera." Praises he completes his days speedily. Oh, person dies young. He was already accomplished everything he needed to in this world. But then we have Vayisircha Hashem l'tayva. You're going to get a long life for good. The Pasuk in the Devarim continues that Hashem will reward Klal Yisrael b'pri bitnecha. In the fruit of the womb. That means that one who teaches his children, or the children of others who will then be considered as his own, will be zeicha to a long life of goodness. For one who only cares about himself and neglects others, a long life would not be a merit. Wouldn't be a zchus. However, one who teaches others, his job is never finished on this world. So if you're not a teacher, and you stay to yourself, and you don't care about other people, and you neglect others, so then your job is done. It's better to be off this world. But if you're teaching others, children, or children, tamidim, kahem kabanim, someone takes in a child, that's kedai to live because of that. As many years as he is zeicha to, they are all blessed, they're all bracha, because he can have a positive impact on others. Medrash in Devarim Rabbah says that through the mitzvah Shiluach HaKan, one is zeicha to have children. Shaleach teshalach esa'em. If one performs the mitzvah Shiluach HaKan, he will be zeicha ve'esabonem tikach loch, to have children. L'manit avloch. If he will raise his children on the proper path of Avodas Hashem, then it will be good for him. V'arach teyomim, to have a long life. Merid digzat Ram Shik. You want to know why you're zeicha to have children? If you're going to do the mitzvah Shaleach teshalach, you're caring about other people. if you're going to have bizeicha to have children, that's where you maman yitav loch v'rach yamim. It's good to have a good life, a long life. It's good to have a long life because you're teaching children. If you're just worrying about yourself and you're not looking at other people and you neglect other people, then there's no purpose in a long life. It said in the Chaimus Anoch. The Chidor teaches that the Pasuk in Parashas Bishalach, Teshalach Haroincha, is connected to this Pasuk. Teshalach Haroincha is connected to the Pasuk of Shaleach Teshalach Hesei. The Pasuk in Tehillim and Kuf Dalet says, Teshalach Ruachacha Yivaron Uschadish Pnei Adama. When you send forth your breath, they are created, and you renew the surface of the earth. The Rebbeinu Shalom's chesed is never ending. Even in the Rebbeinu Shalom's anger, he remembers chesed. He expends his anger on wood and stones and spears Klal Yisrael. When Klal Yisrael does tshuva, in the Rebbeinu Shalom's great chesed, he returns Klal Yisrael to their previous status. He takes it out on, we know, on wooden stones. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the first one, the second one. Teshalach Hesaim is a remez to a mother sending away her children, as the Rebbeinu Shalom sends away his children because of their averus. Teshalach Haroincha, even though Klal Yisrael sinned, the Rebbeinu Shalom in his infinite mercy takes his wrath out on wooden stones. Teshalach Ruchacha Yibareyon, when Klal Yisrael does tshuva, the Rebbeinu Shalom will make them into a new creation, and there will be zeicha to the Geula Shalema. It said in the Tikkuni Zohar, also in the writing in the Ksavim, the Rizal, that the fulfillment of the mitzvah Shiluach HaKan will bring the Geula closer. There's a hafuldig in Noyem Megodim. Mamish hafuldig. Kisibne bayis chodosh v'sisa maka legagecha. If you build a new house, you shall make a fence for your roof. The Gemara in Saita on Daf Hei says, the one who is a Baal Gaiva will not be Zeichet Tchias HaMeisen. Why is that Taka Azoi? Why is that so? One who is haughty, it is considered as if he worships Avoy Dezer. A slave can have more than one master. However, a son can only have one father. Tchias HaMeisen can only be effective on one who is considered a son of the Rebbeinu Shalom. As the Rebbeinu Shalom is called a Kohen, he can go Kaviyachol only to the graves, to the Beis HaKvaris, to the Kvarim of those who are his children to bring them back to life. What this means, Kaviyachol, the Rebbeinu Shalom is a Kohen, but Kaviyachol, the Rebbeinu Shalom is a Kohen, and he can't be Metama except to his relatives, his son, he can be Metama to. The Rebbeinu Shalom is not allowed even to make himself to those who are only Avodim. One who averts his eyes from giving tzedakah, it is as if he worshipped Avodah Zarah, the Gemara in Ksubis. And we know elsewhere, it also tells us in Baba Basra that the Gemara teaches us there that a poor person is similar to his servant. Now let's understand what's happening here. Consider the case of a king who got angry with his servant and commanded that he not be given anything to eat or drink. Now, if one were to give that demoted servant food or drink, the king would be angry with that person for going against his command. Yet would want to give the son of the king to eat or drink. Even had the king banished his son from the kingdom, he said, "Son, get out." And this, you came and gave this son, the prince, food and drink. The king would shower that person with gifts for helping his precious child. He might be upset at the child, but he still loves his child. The poor person is a child of the king, just as we all are. A person who averts his eyes and does not give tzedakah considers the pauper as merely a servant of the king. And that is why he withholds his charity. He doesn't give him tzedakah. He says he's an eved. An eved, I'm going against the Rebbeinu Shalom. Rebbeinu Shalom decided not to give him money. I'm going to go give him money. In this pasuk, the Torah is letting us know how to merit Tchias HaMeisim. Ki sivne bayis chadosh. If a person wants to build his new house, a house for where? Not a house down here. A house for Olam Haba. And he wants to be Zeichet Tchias HaMesim. He should make guidelines for himself to protect himself from Gagecha. Gag, a lotion of haughtiness, arrogance, Abal Gaiva. Gotta stay away from that. And he should be sure not to leave over domim. Domim means blood pashtus. It also mean money in his house. Meaning that he shouldn't leave money in his house. What should he do with it? He should contribute his money to tzedakah. If one does these two things, he will build for himself a beautiful abode in Shamayim when he is zeichet to tchias hamesim. Olam haba, he's going to be zeichet in olam haba. He's going to be zeichet to tchias hamesim. He's going to have a beautiful home. Kisiv ne'bayis chadash. We shouldn't be avert our eyes from giving tzedakah. We have to see that we're all children of the Rebbeinu Shalom, and the Rebbeinu Shalom wants us to give tzedakah. Don't say, "Oh, I don't, Rebbeinu Shalom made him poor. I'm not going to give him." Says Rabbeinu Ephraim, "Kisiv ne'bayis chadash v'asis ma'akel le'gagecha." Just as one needs to build a fence on his roof, one must build a fence to guard his ruchnius. As it says in the Pasuk in Mishlei, Yer Prutze in Choyma, Ish Asha Ein Matzah Lerucha, a breached city without a wall, so is a man without constraints to his spirit. What is the connection between Shiluach HaKan and Micah? The Torah is teaching us how to attain a long life on this world and be Zeichet Tchias HaMesim. If we perceive ourselves as children of the Rebbeinu Shalom, we will do all we can to follow his Ratzon and to teach the Torah and mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to others. In order to build a proper home, La'asid Lavoi, we have to remain humble and give tzedakah and build protective fences around our ruchnis to prevent the Yetzirah from trespassing. We don't want him. Just as a banished mother bird will hover near her nest, waiting for an opportunity to be reunited with her fledglings, the Rebbeinu Shalom is waiting and yearning for us to be reunited with him. Rebbeinu Shalom is calling out to us, Shuvu banim shayvavim, we hear the shayfer and el. Rebbeinu Shalom is calling out to us, come do tshuva. Who are we? We're banim Hashem Elokecha. Like we said before, we can't abuse that. We shouldn't think, oh, I'm a son, I don't have to do tshuva. I'm a son. No, chas v'shalom. We can get punished for that. We're ben, we're not bas. But we have to remember, we have to work on this. Our connection to the Rebbeinu Shalom. That we are taka banim Hashem Elokecha. We are the children of the Rebbeinu Shalom. We have to do tshuva to bring ourselves closer to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Prepare for the Yimei Adin. We should be zeicha to merit to have the Geula Shalema Meheya B'Yameinu. Amen. We should be zeicha that the Din should be good for us because the Rebbeinu Shalom sees that we want to do tshuva. We might not have a good plan yet. We have to work on it. We have to show the Rebbeinu Shalom we want. We realize who we are. And we want to do tshuva, which takes a zeichet, a ksiva, a ksiva, a ksiva, and a good kiddushah.